This is Grant from Naked Giants, and you're listening to WONY, Oneonta.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, September 15th, join the Activities Council for Club Feud, happening from 9 to 10:30 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Tuesday, head down to the Red Dragon Theater for some Trivia Tuesday, happening from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, join the Student Fashion Society for their first general body meeting, happening from 7 to 8:15 p.m. in IRC 1. Also happening on Wednesday is another round of Club Feud. Head on down to the ballroom from 9 to 10:30 p.m. On Thursday, join the Office of Equity and Inclusion for a film screening of American Agitators, happening from 6 to 9 p.m. in the Great Room in Lee Hall. On Friday, be sure to join Activities Council for their general body meeting, happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in Hunt Union in the Leather Stock Room. On Friday, join Faculty Opportunities for a Friday social hour at the Muddy River, happening from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. for faculty at the Muddy River Tap Room in Oneonta. On Saturday, join the Activities Council for their show of Saturday Soundscape, Selena, the Last Concert, live from the Astrodome, happening from 8 to 9 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Have a great week and be sure to keep it locked. Hey everyone, happy Monday. I hope everyone is having a wonderful start to the week. It definitely feels like a Monday. I don't know about you all, but it's been the longest day, so we're going to come and just unwind, get cozy, and we'll start off with some Pine Grove. This is Need To.
We'll be right back.
That was Need To off of Pine Grove's album. Pine. Everything so far. Sorry, guys. Lost it for a second. Up next, I'm going to keep it going with some Mac DeMarco. Thanks for tuning in. was Moonlight on the River by Mac DeMarco off of his album This Old Dog. Up next, I have a Wisp song for you. Was Your Face by Wisp. And we're going to continue the vibes with some Slow Dive. This is When the Sun Hits.
Thank you.
was August 10th. Up next, I'm going to play a song from Rotation. This is a new one from Mother Mother. This is Love to Death.
You love enough and you love to death. It is a
razor
blade, yeah. You love enough and you run out of breath. You need that. You need the redecorator. You love enough and you forget how to dress. You need the
caretaker.
You love enough and you forget the rest. You need the
headshaker.
You love enough and you just get depressed. You need the life taker.
Was Love to Death by Mother Mother. Up next, I have a really soul-drenching, sad song. This is I Was All Over. because I was all over her by Salvia Pouth. Truly a depressing song, I'd have to say, but every fall I still listen to it. I love it. It's a great song. Up next, I'm gonna play a song called Wonder If You Care by Flying Fish. I hope you care.
Thank you.
That was Sex Tape by Deftones. Up next, I'm going to play a little Radiohead song for you all. This is How to Disappear Completely.
Yeah.
is terrifying. Totally recommend. Really scary. A good movie. I feel like horror movies aren't scary anymore, but that was good. Anyway, off topic. Next song is not a Snurfs. Popular.
Hey, I got Penny. There comes a time in every girl's life when she's really gotta ask herself. Sometimes she's gotta ask herself, should be steady, to be more unsteady.
Situation only makes it worse. Tell him honestly, simply, kindly, but firmly. Don't make a big production. Don't make up an elaborate story. This will help you avoid a big tear-jerking scene. If you want to date other people, say so. Be prepared for the boy to feel hurt and rejected. Even if you've gone together for only a short time and haven't been too serious, there's still a feeling of rejection when someone says she prefers the company of others to your exclusive company. But if you're honest and direct and avoid making a flowery emotional speech when you break the news, the boy will respect you for your frankness, and honestly, he'll appreciate the kind, straightforward manner in which you told him your decision. Unless he's a real jerk or a crybaby, he'll remain friends.
Surf. Shout out to my dad for putting me on, because love that song. Up next, I'm gonna play a song that my band has been rehearsing. This is Louie by RC Drive.
A cheers to you and a cheers to me. But baby, remember, this is our December. December, baby, remember, this is our December.
Okay, we've come down to the last song. This is Pretend by Alex G. Thanks again for tuning in today.
need some peace.
I need peace.
I might drop 5 bands to get a freak.
I need your freak.
Don't ever pass me the check, cause I'm a tweak.
I'm spending cash.
I'm a pit bull terrier off the leash.
Hold on.
Y'all think I'm ripping and rapping. I rap like it's fitness. I'm flexing off. I ain't getting specific. I'm getting some diamonds. If I'm feeling different, I'm busting my teeth. I can't go to the dentist. I'm making decisions with no consequences. Please don't call me shallow. I'm sensitive. Running away with these Benjamins. TSA like,
oh, it's him again.
Sometimes I feel
pony. You're not even the fart.
Do you know it's a WONY 90.9 FM on
the fart.
Answer?
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups.